But greasy is what I'd imagine.
What did they used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil. Kerosene.
Is that the same thing?
Yep.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp?
Huh?
Maybe take a rag and a bottle and...
Oh yeah, yeah, I've done that now. I sure have. Put my coal oil in there and get me a wick and put down there good and tight. Yeah, you can do that.
Put down in what? Just so?
In that bottle where that coal oil is.
Is this a homemade lamp you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You just take any sort of bottle?
Just any kind of bottle you want to, full of coal oil, twist that wick up good and tight, cram it down in there.
Mm-hmm. But you'd have
and a... And it'll burn, too.
Uh-huh.
Sure you'd, will.
You'd have a regular wick to it.
Well, you can just twist a rag up that way good and tight and cram down in there. Uh-huh. Where that coal oil is, and it'll burn just like a regular wick will. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
What'd you call that when you make it yourself?
I just call it a rag. I twist up, stuck that bottle.
I mean, but the whole thing, do you call that a lamp or
yeah.
a torch? Or?
I call bottle lamps, what I call it, because I have used them.
You ever hear flambeau or flambeau or flambody or any word like that? Talking about this kind of lamp?
No, don't you have.
You call that a bottle lamp, you say?
Mm-hmm.
You say inside the tire of the car you have the
inner tube.
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to...
I'm going to put the boat in what?
Uh-huh. What word would you use? You said they're going to what the boat? Going to...
Well, they'd just be putting it in the water for the first time.
Yeah, so. What sort of boats are there? Say if you were going to go fishing, what
Mom,
might...
Well, it's different kind of boat. Now, it takes a little boat and then there's a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm.
Some boats are... They're small, you use a paddle with them to paddle them along on the water, but if they're a pretty good sized boat, you got a motor to put it.
Uh-huh. You say some boats you have to have a paddle?
Mm-hmm.
What you call those?
Called a boat paddle. It's a great big piece of board that went, got a handle hewed off on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't say your boat, and it's doing that way, it'll take off with you.
Mm-hmm. What kind of boat do you call that?
Little skiffs, what I call them.
Uh-huh. Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
How was that now?
If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Yeah, I think so.
Use as a what?
So I'm going to tell what color she wanted.
Mm-hmm. And what might a woman wear over a dress in the kitchen?
Apron. I got a one right
now. Apron.
A what?
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd
use a pen. Ink.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
It was a pen.
Are those two words that sound the same thing? Sound the same?
About like, yeah.
And soup that you buy usually comes in a can made out of...
Do it?
Soup that you buy usually comes in a...
Yeah.
Can made out of what?
Can?
Huh?
Can?
Okay, and a dime is worth... A dime is worth... Money, you know, a dime is worth.
What is it?